One victory today over the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves, their sixth consecutive victory in a row in present day time against this Alaska squad. Now joined downstairs in the Bulldog Hockey locker room, Dave Sensor joins the program. Coach Sensor, your thoughts on the team's performance here tonight coming out with a 4-1 win against the Seawolves?
Well, Dom, it was a great win. I'm not going to lie about that. It's a much needed win in a lot of ways, you know. Especially after this long trip, and, you know, we kind of had a bitter taste in our mouth after last weekend. So a much-needed win, a good win. I thought, you know, it wasn't necessarily a thing of beauty for the first two periods, but, you know, we hung in there. It was kind of a game that was hanging in the balance, so to speak. You know, it was there for the taking, and, you know, we came out. I thought we played very well in the third period, had a lot of, you know, bite to our game, and, you know, it was kind of the more the Bulldog hockey we're used to seeing, and I give high marks to the guys. They really went out and owned that third period and got the job done tonight.
Yeah, I was looking at the shots, and you could kind of see, you talk about the Bulldogs owning the third period. They had 11 shots in the third, but before that, it was 12 through the first two periods of play. Would you say it was a pretty low score, low shooting game?
Yeah, it was, and it was a very, I don't know if I would call it a defensive game. It's a game where the first two periods, both teams just kind of seemed like they were a little bit nervous, gripping their sticks a little tight, you know, and you know, for us, you know, when we had chances, we were shooting wide. For them, you know, they when they had, you know, their best chances, they were kind of bumbling them. So it was two teams that, you know, truth be told, both, you know, got swept on the road last weekend and had a tough week and a hard week and were ready to play. But, you know, they were kind of just looking for that confidence to come to them instead of, you know, going out and getting that confidence, I think. And luckily, though, you know, it was a big goal for us to score to even the game at 1-1. And then we were able to come out in the third period and really just kind of play more comfortable hockey and the hockey we're used to seeing.
Simone Denis, typical defenseman. Last Saturday, we moved him up to a third line forward. I know that the paper isn't the end all be all, but on paper today, he was a first line right winger, and he scored his second goal of this season tonight. Good to see him get a goal as a forward there.
Absolutely, and you know what? It was a great goal, too. Yeah. It was a great goal. It was a huge goal at a huge time, you know, early in the third period. And, you know, when you're dealing with a team, they were a lot like us. You know, they were struggling to find some offensive confidence, probably. And, you know, it's a dagger to score that goal right at the beginning of the third period, because now there's left wondering, oh, my gosh, you know, can we get another one? And then we were able to tilt the ice and, you know, start playing in their end, and it was great. And it wasn't just the goal, though. I thought Simone played very well all night for us. You know, he added the dimension for us up front. He's got some speed. He's got a lot of skill. You know, he's a smart player, and I thought he played a great all-around game for us today.
Going into the game tomorrow now, Ferris State, that, you know, you go to Fairbanks, unsuccessful there, but if you pick up a win tomorrow when you leave Alaska 2-4, the old adage, sweep at home, split on the road. That's splitting on the road. Would that be something that you would say that this hockey club is satisfied with, going back to Big Rapids with the victory tomorrow as well?
Well, it would be huge for us to get that win tomorrow, Dom. And, you know, we just, you know, that'll be our entire focus the next 24 hours. It's a long trip home, and you know, we'd love to get that win and go back with those 2 points tomorrow. And, you know, it would just be big in so many ways for us. So, you know, it's a great test for this team, too. You know, it's tough, and we always say, hey, it's tough to sweep on the road. It's tough to win on the road at all. So it'll be tough tomorrow, and it's going to be a great test for the guys. And, you know, I hope we're up for the challenge. I think we will be. And, you know, I'm excited about the game tomorrow night and that opportunity to get two more points.
Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Sensor, with his thoughts and comments in the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Dogs win 4-1 here tonight with an empty net goal against the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves to secure their sixth straight victory over the UAA Seawolves. We'll take a break as the Johnson Automotive postgame show continues after this. The box score recap with the audio highlights on the voice of the Bulldogs, sunny 97.3 FM.